Yiddish class because we're, you know, to like do listening comprehension.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, though, my voice is too low for like a little girl, so I have to be a professor.
And Asya does
the girl,
little girl.
Yeah, she's Shandel, and I am Professor Kluger. Do you know what that means?
I don't. The smarter person.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Klug is smart, and
yeah,
I'm.
Okay.
So. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Allison. How do you like the yurt? How do you like your surroundings right now?
Well, it's pretty impressive, especially the recycling bin. I have to say that's most impressive. But no, the door reminds me of something out of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So wait, what do you usually do? I know I should be asking you the questions.
Should you?
Yes.
Even though I'm the DJ.
Yeah, no, because now we're like turning the tables.
Oh.
And now like
I bet you do really good job interviews.
Or the
opposite.
I can do certain kinds of interviews. So,
okay.
So tell me, take me through like a regular radio show. What do you play?
What do I play? That's a good question. We play things like, well, I can't really play
this
at the same time.
This shit is delicious.
This shit is delicious, but that is not my shit, unfortunately.
Okay.
Getting Krank.
Oh, Getting Krank.
Mit Jake and Neuer.
Wait, I have a question. Did you come up with that title before you took Yiddish?
No.
So, do you know what Krank means?
Sick.
Yeah.
It was one of the first things
How'd
we
How'd you know that, though?
Maybe the first thing
that we
learned.
That you learned. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Asya was telling us all the different ways to say how miserable we are, and
which come in handy. There's so many ways in Yiddish.
Schlecht being the best.
Schlecht, yeah. Krank is bad.
Yeah, krank. Ausgemutscht.
Yeah, abgeschlacht.
That's a good one.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Like literally beaten down, but means depressed. If you're feeling abgeschlacht, you're a little depressed.
So I'm okay. Yeah.
You're okay. You're not quite there yet. Okay.
Yeah, did you get a chance to see the... I gave a little, like, reference shout-out to you in the two-page thing.
Wait, no, remind me, what was it? Wait,
did
you
read
talking?
My
yes,
two-page
no, I,
thing?
I thought I did, but wait, tell me the reference.
Privichik.
Oh, you read about it. I read it, like, I was reading so many that, like, okay.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll have to go back and read it.
I thought it was particular. I had him eating food off of a sweatshop floor with the greatest pleasure.
Mit gresten Fargenigen.
Yeah.
Oh, lo mir reden auf Yiddish.
Yeah.
Lo mir reden auf Yiddish. Du kennst das nicht schon?
Ja.
Mir kennen reden. Okay, we don't have to.
Okay,
thanks. One day, we're going to do a radio show, nur auf Yiddish.
Okay. We will.
You
okay?
You should gonna be good, Yankov. You're gonna be very good.
I want to speak Yiddish. I do.
I think we should have like 15-minute segments where we only talk in Yiddish, not just on the radio.
Okay. No, I was gonna say you should enroll at Hampshire so that you can sign on with me and have a radio show. Even though I'm sure you could do that anyway.
It
should
doesn't
stay
matter.
Next year.
I know.
Come on. Right? Stay next year and then become a teacher here.
I could become a yurt master.
You can. Except I'm not even a yurt master.
You're not a yurt master?
I'm not
you?
Yet at that
you're
level. I'm yurt submissive.
You're a yurt submissive.
Yeah. I'm the one with the apple gag in his mouth. And.
So wait, who is the yurt master? Naya? Is Naya the yurt master?
No. He's like the guinea pig for the experiments that are done on me.
Okay.
He's also submissive.
Okay.
So it makes our relationship very peaceful.
Good. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
You're both being exploited and dominated and great. who is the yurt master?
This is the yurt master.
That computer?
Yes.
Not a very convincing yurt master. Okay, wait, can we play? Let's do like a recap of Getting Krank.
Okay, do you want to hear? There's the first show and then there's what we did. Is that last week? I don't know what dates are. That is a month ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we could play that.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
All
let's
right.
Do that. Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Getting Krank mit Jake and Noah. Tonight, I'm afraid it's just me, Noah, because Jake...
Back! Yeah. On long time ago. When I was a little boy, sitting in my home. You know I had a praying mother, but she gone on home now. One of these old days, I said one of these old days, I'm going home after a while. I told the Lord, one day I want him to fix it. Sometime I'd be sick, pain racking through my body. But oh, I told the Lord, I want him to fix it. One of these days, it all gonna be over after a while. And I can get along to myself, and I can tell him these words in the song. Catch myself walking along, talking to your father. And this is what I tell him. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
the Sunset Strip. They found the girl's body in an open pit. Her mouth was sewn shut, but her eyes were still wide, gazing through the fog to the other side. They booked me on a whim and threw me deep in jail with no bail, sitting silent on a rusty pail, just gazing at the marks on the opposite wall, remembering the music of my lover's call. So you make no mistake, I know just what it takes to pull a man's soul back from heaven's gates. I've been wandering in the dark about it long and thin, but they say it's never too late to start again. Oh when, will the spirit come a calling from the soul to send? Oh when, will the keys to the kingdom be mine again?
have to say that you are cute.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Was the mic on? Oh, God.
Caught me in the shower unawares.
Yeah, being naked in the yurt isn't as weird as you might think it is. It's so cozy in here. Okay, you guys heard Betrayal Takes Two by Richard Hell and the Voidoids. This Sentence Will Ruin / Save Your Life by Born Ruffians. And Strawberry by Paul Baraboo. Shout out to Aliana! yeah. So, that's all is on my playlist.
Why don't we just say the phone number? We
can
with that tonight.
Absolutely. Let's do some collie calls. 413-559-6766. One more time. 413-559-6766. End. So we'll be I mean, we'll play rock, paper, scissors until you call. Someone call.
In the meantime, you're gonna think that we're fanatics or something, but we actually saw another Yiddish concert.
Oh yeah, actually we are fanatics, so yeah. You thought correctly. yeah, we heard I don't even know her name.
Let's just say Vanessa.
Vanessa, yeah. Yiddish Vanessa from Brooklyn. Yeah.
She didn't hesitate to tell us she was from Brooklyn. Ha ha.
No, apparently in Brooklyn, there's a divide, halfway, you know, splitting Brooklyn up between happy Jews and sad Jews. And she was kind enough to point out that the happy Jews are actually Italians.
Yeah.
Ba-dum.
That was one of her many zingers.
Yeah, she was offending all the bubbas and zetas. Yeah,
it's always interesting to be in a crowd where you're the youngest one by 60 years or so. That's always makes you kind of reevaluate where you are.
Yeah, and where that place was the Yiddish Book Center, and it made complete sense. No, it was nice, you know, concerts. And stuff.
Yeah, so I think we'll set you up with some music. I know you're all itching to call, but you don't have cell phones, because come on.
good one.
Okay, thanks for the support. We'll play music for now.
Enjoy, guys. Everyone, that was nobody's business but my own.
Mississippi John Hurt.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody. And the line. Bad white.
All night long, you giggle and scream. Your brown eyes. Stays buried on Southwood Plantation Road, where the dead will walk again, put on their Sunday best, and mingle with unsuspecting Christian men. La 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 la.
Playing. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We've got Sarah and Naomi in the studio.
Special
studio
live
in the
performance. Yeah, yurt studio.
No, good enough. So they will be playing
The Water by Johnny Flynn and Laura Marling.
Okay. All right, enjoy, everyone.
Cocaine might make me crazy and champagne might make me lazy, no, it ain't nobody's business but mine. Cocaine might make me see if the sun was down yet. We don't really dip into the truly dark and pitiful numbers until we got a little while to go.
Do I have to say it again?
And here we go. One more time, please.
This has been an ink. Oh, now I screwed up. Fuck, you say it.
This has been an evening with Yankov and Allison. Hope you didn't walk away too sore. We've been ripping it up in the yurt, with the yurt master. Actually, he's been ripping us up. It's really stuff. Allison, would you like to add it?
Schönen Dank allemen. Ich gucke reis auf unser kommende Treffung. Ja, schönen Dank.